Good morning from AI in Asia. Here's your 3 before 9 for Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Today, Qualcomm's chief flies into Seoul with a big ask. China quietly takes 9 out of every 10 humanoid robots as shipped. And Volkswagen hands the keys of its China cars to Tencent, Alibaba, and Baidu. Let's start with Korea. Qualcomm chief executive Cristiano Amon flew into Seoul on Tuesday, and he wasn't there for the food. He met Samsung Foundry president Han Jin-man to talk about putting the next Snapdragon 8 Elite 2 on Samsung's 2mm process. If that deal lands, it brings Qualcomm's most advanced chip orders back to Korea for the first time since 2022. When yield problems pushed the business out to TSMC in Taiwan. Amon didn't stop there. He also sat down with SK Hynix on memory supply, everything from LPDDR to HBM to SOCAM, and squeezed in a meeting with LG Electronics on wearables. So what does this mean for Asia? It means Korea's chipmakers are finally back at the top table. For 2 years, they've been playing catch-up to TSMC on leading-edge logic, and a confirmed 2nm Qualcomm order would be a genuine validation of Samsung's foundry turnaround. For enterprise buyers across the region, a more diversified AI silicon base means less dependence on one fab in Taiwan. That's real concentration risk coming off the table, right as Asia-Pacific is rolling out on-device AI across phones, PCs, and vehicles. Okay, story number 2. China is winning the humanoid robot race, and it isn't even close. According to CNBC's China Connection briefing published Tuesday, Chinese startups took the top 6 spots in Omdia's 2025 Global Humanoid Robot Shipment Rankings. Roughly 9 out of every 10 humanoid robots sold worldwide last year came from China. Companies like AI2 Robotics, Unitree and X-Square Robot are putting units into factories, malls and logistics floors. Meanwhile, most of their US rivals are still pre-production. Now here's where it gets interesting. Despite shipping all the hardware, Chinese firms aren't getting the same love from investors. AI2 Robotics is valued at around 20 billion yuan, about $2.93 billion. That's well short of where Figure and Tesla's Optimus program trade in private markets, even though those companies have shipped far fewer units. Why it matters for Asia? The region's robotics sector is running the same playbook it used for electric vehicles. Scale first. Price aggressively, worry about valuations later. For logistics operators and manufacturers across Southeast Asia already sourcing Chinese cobots, that means tighter pricing and faster feature cycles ahead. For investors, it's a real choice. Do you back Chinese delivery today or the US narrative premium? And our third story today takes us to the Beijing Auto Show. Volkswagen confirmed on Tuesday that its China market cars will ship with a voice-controlled AI agent from the second half of 2026. The model runs locally on the car, not in the cloud. And the interesting part is who built it. Chief Technology Officer Thomas Ulbrich told CNBC the agent draws on capabilities from Tencent, Alibaba, and Baidu, alongside Volkswagen's existing stakes in XPeng and automotive chipmaker Horizon Robotics. VW also unveiled 4 new vehicles at the show, including the ID, UNYX 09, which it says was co-developed with XPeng in just 2 years. Think about what that signals. A legacy German automaker, the one that basically taught China how to build cars in the 80s, now needs Tencent, Alibaba, and Baidu to keep its Chinese customers interested. For Asia-based suppliers of AI models, voice stacks, and automotive silicon, that's a validated new export channel. The road to the global auto AI market now runs through Shanghai and Shenzhen, not Wolfsburg. And now the AI in Asia view. Three stories, one line running through all of them. Asia's AI economy is no longer content to be a subcontractor. Korea wants back the two Merton logic orders Qualcomm once parked in Taiwan. China is quietly winning the humanoid robot market with hardware that is actually shipping. And Volkswagen, once the patron saint of German engineering in Shanghai, now depends on Chinese AI to keep its China business alive. What changes next is the direction of dependency. Western product roadmaps are increasingly routed through Asian fabs, Asian robots, and Asian AI models, and not the other way around. For founders, operators, and policymakers in this region, the opportunity is to price that leverage into the next contract rather than treating it as a pleasant surprise when the West comes calling. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Wednesday.